We're joined now on the air by Micah Riley, who is with the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Got an event coming up on April 7th, so a little bit more than a week away, the NAACP's Freedom Fund Banquet, and we'll be talking about that. Mike, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Freedom Fund Banquet. I know we've had Anna Richards on the last couple of weeks, and she's been starting to get the word out about this, but it's coming up quick. So, and it's an exciting event coming up a week from Friday, right?
It is, and it's at the Sheraton on Fordham Road, or 15501, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday the 7th. This is our annual fundraiser. We don't do any other fundraising, and the proceeds go to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, to the support of the chapter's expenses, and also to some local scholarships.
And we've got Rick Glazier of the North Carolina Justice Center is going to be the banquet speaker. Do we know what he's going to be talking about, or is that still up in the air?
I think he's going to be talking about an issue that he's really involved in now, which is trying to change the North Carolina law to keep kids, 16 and 17-year-old kids, out of the rank of being a felon and tried as an adult. Mm-hmm. There are only two states, New York and North Carolina, that still allow 16 and 17-year-olds to be tried as adults. And the potential for a kid that's screwed up and is in trouble to end up in a prison population where he could be abused, turned around in his life, when there's really a great chance that he can be resurrected to having a productive life. It's just a shame. And Rick is involved in that, the abolition of the 16 and 17-year-old felony status is now working its way through the legislature, and hopefully this year, after many tries, it will this year succeed in getting out of the legislature and signed by the governor.
This is a really important issue, and this is the Raise the Age movement, and we've talked about this before. For those of you listening out there, that's what it's gone by. And again, 48 states already have this policy, and North Carolina is one of only two that doesn't. Is there any, I know there's bipartisan support for this, Democrats definitely on board with this, and there's a lot of Republicans as well, so this is something that's gotten a lot of support across the aisle. What movement has there been on this in the General Assembly? I know sometimes things go slow.
To best of my understanding, it's still in committee.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of committee and onto the docket to come to the floor is the big trick. And to come out in the shape and form that it was intended to, this is legislative, well, I don't want to characterize it as being, but it's a difficult thing to get a bill through the various
Byzantine process of getting a bill through the General Assembly.
So we're crossing our fingers and hoping that this year we succeed.
Yeah. Again, speaking with Mike O'Reilly, we're talking about the NAACP's Freedom Fund Banquet, which is coming up a week from Friday, April 7th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Sheraton on Europa Drive. Rick Glazier is going to be the speaker from the NC Justice Center. Want more information on this? You can visit the NAACP's website, which is chapelhillcarboroughnaacp.wordpress.com, or just do a Google search for Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. But this issue is extremely important, and I know this is 2017, which means this is a year in which there are 50 different issues that we all want to focus 100% of our attention on. But this is one at the General Assembly level that there could and should, and with a little bit of pushing and prodding from the general populace, actually maybe will be some movement. So what can people do to nudge the General Assembly toward acting?
Write the assembly. Mm. Write the state senators. Tell them your interest and that you're really appalled that North Carolina could still have a law like this on the books. The danger to kids is easy to see, and we need the kind of support from the pie. We know that works. We know that when you go to your legislator, that they will respond.
Yeah. And we saw that at the federal level with the healthcare debate. You know, there were some Republican legislators who were kind of on the fence and probably would have gone the other way on that vote if they had gotten 300 calls in favor and zero opposed. But they got 300 calls opposed and zero in favor. And that made all the difference in the world. Yeah.
We've seen terrific movement since last Thursday and Friday in Washington, largely, I think, because of popular support for the ACA or Obamacare throughout the world. In fact, Kansas, the state Senate, just voted to embrace the Medicaid expansion. Kansas, of all places.
State number 32, yeah.
This is where Sam Brownback has been putting the state into terrible debt by reducing taxes to the point where it can't pay for the schools and kept out the Medicaid expansion, costing the state a lot of money, and 150,000 people will now gain coverage in Kansas if they're successful getting Brownback to support and sign that bill.
Yeah, and he's probably going to, the report I got from that is that he's probably going to veto, but there are almost enough votes in both houses to override that veto, and that's a majority, like pretty solidly majority Republican legislature in both the House and the Senate, but you get all the Democrats that are in the Kansas legislature on board and a pretty significant number of Republicans, and now you've got almost the two-thirds with just a couple legislators flipping to override the veto. That's the level that we've gotten to with the Medicaid expansion debate.
If that's a harbinger of the turnaround to ignore our schools, to lower taxes to the point where we can't pay our bills, if that's a harbinger nationally, I'll be very pleased to see it happen.
Well, again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website for the Chapel Hill NAACP. Go there, find out more information about the NAACP Freedom Fund, which will be a week from Friday. And again, getting back to the Raise the Age issue, that's one of the things that Rick Glazier will be talking about when he gives the keynote. Mike O'Reilly, anything else that people need to know about coming up?
No, thank you so much for this opportunity to get our word out. It's a big night for us, April 7th at the Sheraton. There will be tickets at the door, or you can buy tickets through our website.